we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Derek Giler in
Next Door to Trouble.
I'm telling you straight, Mr. Sinclair, this grandson of yours wants locking up. He's nothing but a load of trouble, a right mischief. You know, I've been painting the empty house next door before the people move in.
Aye, I know that.
Oh, well, if you know, there's no use in stopping to listen. Come on, Grandad.
Shut up, Jimmy. Mr. Parsons, has this young scamp been playing next door with his pals again?
Aye, playing merry heck. They drove me right up the wall.
Well, you had your ladder there to come down on.
Oh, hello, Mr. Parsons. What's the trouble?
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. I'm just telling your father about all the bother I've had next door with the Black Hand Gang.
Oh, no, not again. What is it this time?
Well, I'll tell you, this young rascal...
I think the telephone rang. I'll go in and answer it.
Jimmy, the telephone didn't ring.
Well, I'll just go in just the same, and then I'll be there if it does.
You'll stay here, Jimmy. Now, go on, Mr. Parsons.
I knew they were up to something when I found my blow lamp missing. You see, I was just going to do a bit of stripping outside.
Hey, you'd get arrested for that.
Jimmy.
Well, the blow lamp was lit and we wanted a campfire in the back garden. We only borrowed the lamp for a minute to get the fire going.
Just shut up, Jimmy. Now, Mr. Parsons, I'm very sorry about all the trouble you've had.
Well, I'm prepared to overlook all that.
Oh, good.
Provided I don't have any more. I've got 3 days more work to do on that house, and I would like to finish the job without having a nervous breakdown.
Don't you worry. We'll see Jimmy keeps well away from next door in future.
Well, I hope so. I'm going now. Good day to you.
Cheerio, Mr. Parsons.
Parsons.
Well, my lad, you can think yourself lucky he's prepared to forget all the bother you've caused.
Come on, make yourself useful for once. Bring me a shovel full of coal in.
Right, Mum. Sorry about all the bother.
Oh, come on, Pat. Let's away into the house before I really lose my temper.
All right, I'm coming, Father. Now, don't you forget, Jimmy, if you value your life, you keep away from next door.
Right, Mum. Ooh, what a life. Ooh, I'm fed up. I wish it was a tortoise. I'd crawl under a cabbage leaf and not wake up till Pancake Tuesday. Well, I'd better get the coal.
Hello, Jimmy, it's me, Alfie. Are you getting some coal in?
No, I'm fishing for tiddlers. You daft looking.
Yeah, that'll do. If you're going to be rude, I won't give you the present I brought you.
No, I couldn't care less about the present.
Yeah, look, it's wrapped up in this brown paper. Guess what it is?
Now, let me think. Long, flat and oblong. I know. It's a pie made out of rhubarb that's not been chopped up.
Yeah. Don't be daft. It's a toy. And I'll give you a clue. You think of something that Robin Hood always had with him.
Maid Marian.
I give
No, it's a bow and arrow. But here.
Oh, thanks, Alfie. It's just what I've always wanted, a bow and arrow. What a pity that painter's not still up his ladder.
You what?
I was just thinking I could have bagged an old grouse. Anyway, what are you giving me a present for?
Well, it's like this, you see. I was having a shave this morning and trying to think where I got the cigarette lighter from.
You were shaving with a cigarette lighter?
No, look, will you listen? Just as I was cleaning my razor, I remembered. Susan lent it to me.
Did she lend you the blade as well?
No, you see, I should have remembered Susan when I was looking through the old junk because thinking of her reminded me of it. Yeah, not the old junk, I mean, the cigarette lighter. It's got my name scratched on it.
What, the cigarette lighter?
No, the bow and arrow. I found it among the junk. Look, it's scratched on both of them. Alfie Hall. I wrote that.
I thought you did. It's spelt wrong. Anyway, it's a very nice present, Alfie. But I don't want you to tell me Mum and Grandad you're giving it to me.
Why not?
Well, I want to keep it a secret till I can shoot it properly and surprise them.
Well, I won't tell them.
Oh, excuse me butting in like this. Hello, sonny. Are you getting some coal in?
No, he's fishing for tiddlers.
Oh, a comedian, eh? Well, I'm not surprised with that face. Now, wait a minute. Would you put me in mind of?
What do you want, Mr...
Allroyd. Bert Allroyd. You know, sonny, your father here. He's the living image. Living image of a chap I once knew, you know, all a right character. Laugh. What was his name?
Mr. Holroyd.
No, that wasn't the name. That's mine. No. Ah, he was a case, though, you know, professional fire eater. Till one night he hiccuped in the middle of his act and lost both his eyebrows. Talk about laugh. My missus had to go in the corner and loosen something.
Did you say you were in show business?
Well, I was, you know, Sonny, I was, yes, but not now, no. You might have heard of our act, Olroyd and Battersby. The Merry Madcaps, double act, hilarious crosstalk. Yeah. 5 complete changes of programme. 6 when the Lord Chamberlain wasn't looking.
Now you've given it up. What's happened to your partner, Battersby?
Ethel? Oh, I married her. Yes, I'll never forget our wedding day. Laugh. A chap at the church wanted 30 bob for playing the organ. I said, how much will you knock off to play the harmonica instead?
Oh, don't some mothers have them. What do you want, mister?
Well, I'm your new neighbour, you know. We're moving in tomorrow, and I wondered if somebody could organise a few groceries for us and a pint of cow juice, you know.
I'll take you in to see me mum and grandad. They'll help you.
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, you should have been there the last time we moved house. Laugh. You see, what happened was this.
Bert!
Oh, coming, my love. That's the wife from the bubble car, yes. She's probably got stuck in the doorway again. There won't be a minute.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he's going to be your neighbour and not mine.
Oh, I think I'm going to like him. He might get me on the stage.
Well, doing what?
A double act with you. I've got the bow and arrow. All we want is an apple stuck on your nut, and if you don't get any shooting pains in your head, we're in. Say hello to me, Mum. I want a word with you.
Ah, well, hurry up, because I want to know if Susan sent me any messages on the phone while she's away.
Oh, she did send one for you. She said, listen to Jimmy and do your best to help him.
Get off. What's the matter?
Well, you know that bow and arrow you gave me that Mum said I couldn't have because they're too dangerous?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. When did she say that?
At Christmas, when I asked her for one.
Oh, but if I'd known that this morning, I wouldn't have given you the bow and arrow.
No, that's why I forgot to mention it.
Well, hey, I'm not getting in any bother. You better give me the bow and arrow back again.
I can't. I've lost the arrow.
Oh, don't tell me. You fired it and it disappeared.
Yeah. Right through next door's bedroom window.
You're all right. Get off. You're pulling me leg.
I'm not. I've got the broken glass to prove it.
Oh, well, then you're in real trouble. I mean, when Olroyd's moving tomorrow, they're sure to find the arrow that broke the window.
Yeah, with your name scratched on it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, dear. Well, hey, what shall we do? Your mum's bound to find out soon. She'll know about it by this time tomorrow.
Yeah, and I still won't be able to sit down this time next year.
Oh. Well, I think you should tell her straight away. She's a reasonable woman.
I suppose you're right, Alfie. I'll go in the kitchen and tell her.
All right, good luck, Jimmy.
Hello, Mum. Oh, you're washing up. Can I dry them glasses for you?
No, thanks. I want to keep this set.
Well, can I run any errands for you?
What is all this? Do you feel all right?
I do now, but I don't think it'll last.
Mum?
It's 20 past. The shops will be shutting soon. Are you sure you don't want any errands running?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll mop the front step for you.
It isn't dirty.
Well, I'll dirty it. I mean... Are you in a good mood?
Yeah, but I won't be for long if you keep this up.
Well, ma'am, what I came in to tell you was this.
Yes?
Mr. Holroyd was a comedian.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, well, there's no need to tell you then. Ta-ra.
Well, Jimmy, she didn't murder you, did she?
No, but she might do when I tell her about next door's window.
Oh, right. Look, you've got to tell her sometime. How long can you hope to put it off?
Just till I'm 21. Anyway, it's your fault as well. Why don't you tell me, Mum?
Yeah, all right, I'll tell it with you. We'll see your mother together and we'll make a clean breast of it. Yeah, Mrs. Clitheroe, Jimmy and me have got something to tell you.
But before we do, Mum, will you put that carving knife down?
Look, what is all this?
Well, Jimmy and me, well we've been a bit silly, haven't we, Jimmy?
Yeah, we've been as daft as Dicky Dotty.
Oh, sure. Look, Mrs. Clitheroe, you know Jimmy's always wanted a bow and arrow.
Yes, and he knows. I've always said he can't have one. And I still say it. So if you've come around offering to buy him one, Alfie, you can forget it.
That's what I say. Come on, Alfie, let's forget it.
Ah, but be reasonable, Mrs. Clitheroe. Lots of lads have bows and arrows.
Well, Jimmy's not having one. They're far too dangerous. People who give children things like that should be locked up. I wouldn't blame any child who had an accident with a bow and arrow. I'd blame the thoughtless idiot who gave it to him in the first place. Oh. Well, what was it you wanted to tell me, Alfie?
It was just that...
Don't try, Mr. Holroyd was a comedian. I've done that.
It was nothing, Mrs. Clitheroe. It'll keep until you're not quite so touchy. You'll be busy. I mean, come on, Jimmy.
Well, Alfie, do you feel any better now you've made a clean breast of it?
What are we going to do? We've got to get that arrow back from next door.
Well, I'm not supposed to go near that house again, but I'd hate to see me grandad flay you alive with his cromach.
Thanks very much, so would I.
So, I've got an idea. The neighbours aren't moving in till tomorrow, so tonight their house is going to be visited by two desperate robbers.
Robbers?
Yes, Alfie Sykes and Jimmy the Artful Dodger.
I'm worn now. I've shifted more of Allride's furniture than the removal men.
Look, it's no use grumbling. I didn't know they'd be moving in tonight instead of tomorrow.
But why have I to move all the stuff that's for upstairs?
So we can find the arrow while nobody's looking. Now, come on, Papa. Are you going to get lifting or have I to go and get some spinach?
Oh, I can't do any more lifting. I'm all in.
I'm beginning to think you're right. I'll bet it's only your tight trousers that's stopping your knees from buckling.
Look, if you're going to be cheeky, I'm off.
All right, but it's your name on the arrow that broke the window, the one Mrs. Olroyd's so mad about. If she finds it, she'll probably clout you with a wardrobe. She's big enough.
Well, I don't want to get in any trouble.
In that case, pick up that bed and get up them stairs.
Hey, just a minute. Aren't you going to help me with this bed?
Of course I am. I'm going to carry the pillars.
I'll funk you in a minute.
Look, you've only got the part with the springs in, not the whole bed. Now take it up to the spare room, then you can have a lie down on it.
But it's heavy. I can hardly get it off the ground.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hall. What are you going to do with that thing, then, eh? Give us a harp recital on the springs.
It's not funny, it's very heavy.
Oh, well, you want to try the trick I learned from Muscles Milligan, the strong man, you know. The secret is to lift to the knees. Pause, deep breath, then lift again. Go on, try it. The Muscles Milligan method.
Oh, all right, then. Lift to the knees.
The knees.
Pause.
Yes.
Deep breath. Then lift again. You're my fault!
Oh, dear, I forgot. Muscles Milligan had muscles, didn't he? Come in, I'll help you.
Oh, no, that's all right. We'll manage it between us.
No. I'll help you with it.
Bert!
Oh, dear, I think Lady Barnett wants me again. Keep up the good work, lads. I'll be back.
Right, come on, Alfie. Pick up that bed and pretend you're carrying our Susan over the doorstep on your wedding day.
Oh, all right, here goes.
That's it. I'll steady it. To you, from me, and the last one upstairs is Sissy. Go on, Alfie, you're doing fine. Well, it must be here somewhere, Alfie.
What must be in here?
Oh, the arrow we're looking for. We've only got a minute to find it. The furniture van's just gone.
Yeah, look, I'm tired. I'm not doing anything else till I've sat down on this mattress and had a smoke. Now I've been stabbed.
Good lad, Alfie, you found the arrow.
I'm just going up to thank the labourers, Ethel.
Oh, heck, cheerful Charlie's coming. Quick, hide that arrow so he won't see it. I'll keep him talking at the door.
What? Where can I hide it, Jimmy?
Right, come on, you two. The wife says I've got to lock this room up because of that broken window.
Yes, we're right with you. Come on, Alfie.
Right, here I am. Yeah, I've done it, Jimmy.
Now then. There we are, that's it. I'll just slip the key in my pocket. Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time I lost a very important key?
No, but I'll bet you're going to.
Well, the wife and I decided to do something unusual in the act, you see. So one night I put her in a sack and locked it up with a padlock. Now, she had 60 seconds to get out. Laugh. She was still in there the next day's matinee. Oh, it was funny, you know.
Bert!
I hear her calling me. Well, I'll have to tell you some other time, lads. I'll see you later downstairs.
Right, Mr. Holroyd. Oh, thank goodness he's gone. Let me see, Alfie. Hey, you've hidden it well. I can't see it anywhere. Where have you put it? Under your sweater?
No, under the bed.
Oh, what? You're a great big daft, Nelly.
Look, you told me to hide it quickly. It was the only place I could think of.
You should have hidden it in your head. There's plenty of room there.
Mrs. Holroyd.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. A cup of tea is just what I needed.
Are you sure you won't have one, Mr. Holroyd?
Now. Bert's the name, my dear. But I won't have one, thank you. No, no. As soon as your father comes downstairs, he's taking me to his local. And I'd hate to insult the beer by arriving without a thirst.
Yeah. All right, Bert. Well, you'll have one, won't you, Alfie? Or are you going on the beer as well?
Oh, no. No, I think beer tastes worse than your tea. Huh? I mean, I like your tea better, even if it does spoil my taste. What? But first, two lumps, please.
Yes, all right, Alfie, I understand. Here you are. Oh,
thanks very much.
Oh, Jimmy, are you going to take all day bringing those cakes? Come on.
Mum. Oh, I'm sorry, Mum, but they wouldn't all fit on the cake plate.
Don't speak with your mouth full. Have a cake, Mrs. Holden.
Well, I shouldn't really. I'm watching my figure.
Well, eat it with your eyes shut.
Oh, I will have one. They look delicious with all that cream in them.
Yes, you want to lick round the edge and work in.
Jim, disgusting. Come on, Bert. Help yourself, and you, Alfie.
No, thanks, my dear. I'm not very keen on sweet things.
No, it's more for bitter. Come on, Alfie. You'll have a chocolate eclair, won't you?
Oh, yes, please. You remember me having one on Sunday, do you?
I remember you having three, but who cares?
Don't be cheeky. And in future, don't help yourself in the kitchen before you come in.
It was a spare one, ma'am. I told you, they wouldn't all fit on the plate. One fell on the floor.
Oh, don't tell me you've eaten a cake that fell on the floor.
Of course not. I put it back on the plate. I took another one to make room for it.
Oh, you are the end. Which cake was it? Come on, show me.
It was, the one Alfie's just eaten.
Oh, sorry to keep you waiting, Bert. Shall we go, then?
Right you are, Peter. Now, will you excuse us, ladies?
Of course. Have a nice time.
Yes, but behave yourself, Bert Holroyd.
Now, my little lotus blossom. I always know when I've had enough.
Yes, when somebody carries you home.
Don't you worry, Mrs. Holroyd. You'll be all right with me. Well, come on, then.
Right you are, Peter. You know, I remember once going for a drink with a lady snake charmer at Huddersfield. Well, somehow the python got wrapped round the handle of the beer bottle.
Oh, he does go on, our Bert.
What man doesn't? Anyway, have another cup of tea and tell me how you're settling in next door.
Thanks, we'll have another. Well, the decorators haven't quite finished, but we're more or less sorted out. Of course, Alfie and young Jim here were a great help.
Jimmy?
Oh, yes, they helped me move the furniture, didn't you?
Oh, well, it was nothing really.
Well, that's very good. Jimmy, you didn't ask for any money or anything, did you?
Ma'am, what a thing to say.
Oh, no, Mrs. Clitheroe. As a matter of fact, I told Bert to give Jimmy something, but they left rather suddenly.
Yeah, well, he locked the door and we couldn't get back. Get in. I mean, we had to get out. Jimmy was wanted.
Well, I think we'd better leave you to have a chat.
The only annoying thing is the bedroom window.
The window?
Yes, in the spare bedroom. Didn't Jimmy tell you it was broken?
Didn't you mention it, Alfie?
Well, of course I didn't, because you did, but I never knew.
How was it broken?
I suppose some young hooligan threw a brick at it.
No, it wasn't a brick, it was a... Down me, folks!
Sorry, Alfie, I was just jumping up to go out.
Yes, well, that's a good idea. Why don't you and Alfie go and watch television? Oh, go on, off
we've got to fix his bike, haven't we?
Have we? But, oh, yes, we have.
What's wrong with it?
Well, nothing. But, I mean...
He's not sure there was a rattling, but it might have been his head.
Oh. Well, don't be out too long. It's cold.
All right, Mum. Bye-bye.
Bye, son.
Goodbye.
Bye, Alfie.
Yeah.
Right, now's our chance to do the job.
Well, I hope it's not too much, because I left my tool bag at home.
What are you on about?
Well, you said there was something wrong with my back.
Oh, don't some mothers have them? Have you left your brains in your tool bag? We're going next door to borrow one of the ladders the decorators left and get that arrow back.
Oh, of course, we can get in the bedroom while they're both out.
You were clever to think of that.
Oh, it wasn't clever, Ad. All right, funny fella.
Get the torch from your back and let's get cracking.
Well, Father's an electric light in the bedroom. Oh, or somebody might see it, eh?
That's twice you've thought of something in the last minute. Would you like to lie down for a bit and give your head a rest? So far, so good. Okay, Alfie, I'm in.
You are? Right in the bedroom, yeah?
Shut up! Of course I'm in. Come up the ladder, I'm all right.
Okay, I'm on my way. Here I come. Help!
There he goes.
Oh, my leg. Oh, my leg.
Oh. Have you broken it?
Oh, no. No, it hurts, but it's not broken.
Pity I could have had you shot. Now, come up slowly and quietly.
Here I go. Oh, dear. Oh, dear me, I wish I'd never started this.
Right, now don't jump over the windowsill. Come in slowly.
Okay, I'll be careful.
Oh, come on. I didn't mean sit still.
I'm stuck. I think there's a nail caught in my trousers.
Don't be daft. Grab me hand. Right, come in.
Now?
You're right, it was a nail.
Oh, shut up. Look, let's find that arrow.
Right. Now, wait till I find the bed. It's over here somewhere. Oh, here we are. Right, Alfie, get under this bed quick.
Why, somebody coming?
Somebody ought to come for you in a van.
Oh, look, it's no joke. We've broken in here. If we were caught, we'd go to jail for 2 years.
There's nothing to worry about. If the police come, I'll say you told me you lived here.
Yeah, that's a good idea, you are. Ah, then I'd go to jail.
Not if you did what that bloke did we read about in the paper, the one who was balmy.
What do you mean?
Plead guilty but insanitary.
Oh, look, get out of my way till I look under the bed for that man.
Now, look, Peter, I've only got to pop back into your house, see the wife, get me money and pop out again.
Oh, it's ridiculous, Bert. I told you I could have lent you some money until we got back.
No, Peter. We've only known each other a day, and I couldn't go borrowing me beer money off you already.
Well, there's no point in arguing any more. We're nearly back home now.
Exactly. We'll be back at the pub in 10 minutes. Now, don't worry. There'll still be some beer left.
From what your wife said, you can drink your share.
You know, that reminds me of Archie Clayton. Archie Clayton, the lazy juggler. After the show, he was straight in the pub until they helped him home to his digs, you know. Well, now, 1 week, he and his missus had digs near a brewery. 12 o'clock one night, when he staggered home, she was waiting for him. She was waiting. She dragged him down to the brewery, and where they were still working, pointed to a vat of beer and said, "Now will you believe they can make it faster than you can drink it?" And Archie said, "Well, maybe they can. But you've got to admit that I've got them working nights."
No one or two like Archie myself.
Hello? What's that blinking decorator been thinking of?
Decorator? You mean at your house there?
He's left one of his blooming ladders leaning against the wall there, right by that broken window.
The fool. Now, that's asking for trouble.
Well, I'd better put it back on the floor again. Honestly, some people, they just don't think at all.
Are you sure you threw the arrow under the bed?
Of course I am. Must be under here somewhere. Now I found the sharp end.
Good. Pass it to me before you damage it. And crawl out quick. Somebody might come looking for us.
Oh, you take the blooming thing. All this trouble because I was being kind. I should never have given a bow and arrow to a child who can't even shoot straight.
Child? Just watch it or you'll be getting a puncture in your big end.
Oh, shut up. Look, go on out of the window and down the ladder.
Not likely. It might wobble. You go first.
Oh, all right, then. All you have to do is to ease yourself backwards over the sill and put your foot on the ladder. Yeah, help, it's gone. Oh. Hey, help, my hands are slipping. Grab me.
Don't be scared. Who got you?
Oh, not me, huh?
They'll hear you. Right, I've got you now. Come on, pull yourself up.
I'm falling. Oh, I keep hold. Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm in. What happened to the ladder?
It's gone. Look, you'll have to get it or I can't get down.
How can I get it?
Make a rope of sheets.
There's no sheets on the bed.
Well, use your shirt. That's it. Look, I'm only light. If we make a rope out of your clothes, I can climb down.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Don't argue. Get your trousers off for a start.
This'll teach me a lesson. I'll never give you anything again as long as I live.
Okay, Alfie, the ladder's there. You can come down.
Well, bring me trousers up first.
Stop arguing and get down this ladder. Oh, heck, me grandad and Mr. Holroyd.
All right, here I come.
Get bike!
He used to do a trampoline act, you see, so in his sleep he jumped on the mattress and his wife flew straight up to the ceiling. Hello? That blinking ladder's back. Jimmy, what are you doing, my lad?
The ladder was on the ground, so I picked it up.
Well, we just put it down. Out of the way.
Grandad, don't move it, Alfie. Oh, heck.
Help!
Oh, my back.
Oh, my leg.
Alfie.
Oh, my leg.
Alfie, what were you doing up there in your underwear as well?
You've heard of people sleepwalking, Grandad?
What?
Well, Alfie does it up ladders.
Now, don't start telling your lies. Come on. I want to get to the bottom of this.
You will, and I know whose bottom it'll be.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Derek Giler as Bert Holroyd, Betty Alberge as Mrs. Holroyd, and Brian Truman as the decorator. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC. Thank you.